The sixth parak goes into a very important topic that we've seen throughout the Masechta, that when a bechor is a baal mum, then the kohen can shecht immediately and use the meat, eat the meat as chulin. However, when it doesn't have a permanent blemish, then at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be brought as a korban. At the time that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen would have to wait until there is a blemish. And what this parak is going to go through in detail is what's the definition of a permanent blemish such that the bechor is no longer valid to be brought as a korban. So on a high level, there are two requirements. This is based on a drasha, on a pasuk brought in the Gemara. A bechor is disqualified only when its mum, when its blemish, has fills two requirements. Number one, it has to be kavu, it has to be permanent. And number two, it has to be readily visible on the outside of the body. We are going to go through various body parts and see when there is a permanent blemish and when there is not. Mishnah Aleph starts with the ear. Al elu mumim shoch. These are the mumim that the kohen can immediately shecht bechor because it has become invalidated from being brought as a korban of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to list out a number as it relates to the ear. Nifgama ozno min aschum, if there is a pagum, if there is some of the cartilage, schum is the cartilage that is missing, avolomina or, but not from the skin part of the ear, it has to be from the cartilage part of the ear. Nistika, if there's a cut in the ear, afopishalo chasra, even though there is nothing missing from the ear, and nikva miloch karshina, if there is a hole in the ear the size of a small bean, or number four is osheyavasha, it has dried out. What does that mean? The ear is dried out. We're going to see two opinions on this. Ezo yivesha, opinion number one, kol shenitan shentinake ve'eno motzia tibastam, as long as somebody would pierce the ear and there is no blood that comes out, so we see there's no blood flow to that ear, that is a mum, that would be a blemish, a permanent blemish. Rabbi Yossi b'Meshulam Omer, he's more machmir, yevesha shetei nifrachas, it has to be that when somebody would handle the ear, it would start to crumble, so that is a more strict standard. Mishnah Beis is going to get into the eye, we'll talk about the eyelid, reis shel ayin, if we're talking about the eyelid, and the same three of the first mooming that we saw as it related to the ear, shenikav, it has a hole in it, shenifkam, it is missing something, sheniskat, it has a cut in it, even if nothing is missing. And continuing, new mumim as it relates to the eye, hare be'enav dak, if there's a cataract in the eye, tevalul, we'll explain what that means shortly, chilazon nachash, that goes together, that is a snail-shaped growth of skin that is spotted like a snake, and ve'enav is a grape-shaped growth of skin, all talking about in the eye itself. Those would all be invalidating mumim for the bechor. And now to get back to the ve'ezu tevalul, what's that tevalul? That is a blemish. Lavan haposek besira v'nichnas b'shachor. It's talking about the white of the eye, and it continues with a streak into the iris, that's the colored part of the eye, and into the shachor, the pupil, the black of the eye. So you have a white streak that goes from the white all the way through the eye. B'shachor v'nichnas b'lavan eno mum. However, the reverse would not be a mum if it goes a black streak that goes into the white of the eye, that is not going to be an invalidating blemish, ain mumim balavan, because there is no mum that would be in the white of the eye that would invalidate the bechor. Mishnah Gimel continues with the eye, chavarvad v'hamayim hakfuim. Kfuim means permanent, and that is referring to both this chavarvad and the mayim, and now we will explain what both of those mean. Number one is ezehu chavarvad hakavu. What does that mean? Chavarvad is talking about white spots that are permanent in the eye, and talking about in the dark part of the eye, kol sheshash monim yom, and it becomes permanent when it has been there straight for 80 days. How do you test that? Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, botkin moso shlosha pehamim betoch shmonim yom. You test it three times throughout that 80-day period, approximately every 27 days, and if you see it every 27 days, that is now considered a permanent blemish that would invalidate the bechor. And now we're going back to that second one, ve'elu hem mayim hakfuim. What does that mean? The mayim, water, literally, it means tears that are kavua, constantly tearing out of the eye. So this is the way to test it. What we're going to do is we're going to feed this bechor, this animal, in a certain way. And if it does not get healed after we feed it in this way, we are going to deem it a permanent blemish and it will be invalidated as for being brought as a bechor. Achalach v'yaveh shel gshamim. You fed it produce of the field that was wet, moist. We'll explain this what this means shortly. And it was dry and it has to be from a field field that was rainwater, not irrigated. So that is talking about, and we'll look at the Bartanura real quickly, lach means it grew. We're talking about produce that grew ba'adar v'chetzi Nisan during Adar, and or part into Nisan. That's because the water, it rains at that point, so it's moist. And then you fed it at the end of the season via vesh, where in the Bartanura still hagadel ba'elu v'chetzi tishrei, after the dry summer, and you feed it now from the produce in the field from Elul, or the first part of Tishrei, and it is not healed, then we know that indeed those tears that are permanent is an invalidating blemish. However, says the Mishnah, lach v'yavesh al shlachim, if you fed the correct, you fed it both the moist and dry produce, but from an irrigated field, achal hayavesh v'acharkach achal alach, or even if it's from a rain-watered field, but you switch the order. So you fed it the yavesh, the dry, at the end of the season, and then you waited until the next year, and you fed it to the moist, enomum. That is not going to be a test, and we're not going to be qualifying that bechor as having a mum, ad sheyochal hayavesh achar lach. Until you feed it correctly, it has to be from a rain-watered field, and it has to be that you feed the lach, the moist, first, and only the yavesh, the dry, thereafterward. Mishnah Dalit talks about the nose, the lip, and the teeth. We'll talk about the nose initially. The nose on the outside, chatmo shenikab, shenifkam, shenistak. These are the same three that we've seen before. The nose has a hole in it, or it's missing part of it, or it has a cut in it, even if nothing is missing. Moving on to the lips, svato, again, shenikva, shenifkamav, shenistakav, the same three. And the next part of the body, we're going to talk about chitayo, which are the teeth, hachitzonios, the outer teeth, the front teeth, shivnifgamu, that are missing. They're missing some teeth there. Again, these are viewable from the outside. Oshenigmamu, or they are very worn down. So we can see that by looking at that animal from the face. Vapnimioshenekru, and the back teeth, you have to have more of a significant blemish. It has to be that they were pulled out. If they are missing, then that's going to be viewable from the outside, and that will be a mum. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus disagrees. He says as follows, ein bokim en amiatimot v'lifnim. You don't have to check from the molars and back. You don't even have to check the molars. Those are considered internal. Those are considered not visible from the outside and would not be considered a mum, a blemish whatsoever. Continuing, Mishnah talks about the reproductive area of the Bechor. Nifkam hazovan. This is talking about the zovan is the sheath. A Bechor is a male by definition. So the sheath that holds the reproductive organ of the animal, that is pagum. It is missing part of it in a way that it will not heal. And now, just to talk about a non-bechor situation, or area shel nekeva mumuktashim, if we have a female animal that was donated, for example, as a korban shlamim, and again, there is something that is missing of the genitalia of the female animal that is permanent, it's viewable from the outside, that would invalidate it as well. Now we're going to get back to the bechor. Various blemishes as it relates to the tail. Nifkam hazanav mina etzem avolo mina berek. If there is something missing from the bone structure of the tail, but we're not talking about from the soft tissue between the bones, for the bones itself, that would be an invalidating blemish. Oshaya rosh hazana mafsil etzem, where if the tip of the tail is peeled off, and that's a type of a mum that would never heal back. So according to that would also invalidate the bechor. Oshiyesh basar ben chuli liyachulam lo etzba. There's too much space, too much soft tissue between the various bones of the tail, so it will look bizarre. It would look like a deformed tail. It's the size of an etzba, of a finger width that would fit between the bones. That would be a deformation as well. Mishnah Vav is continuing. When it comes to the reproductive organ of the animal, ein lo beitzim, this is fairly complicated. The Bartanur says that we have to insert some language here. This is talking about literally it has no genitalia, but what it means is here that it has two beitzim in one pouch. So typically an animal would have two separate pouches for two of its testicles, one in each one, but here it has two testicles, but in only one pouch. That is case number one in this Mishnah. Case number two, ein lo ela beitza achas. Literally, it has only one testicle. This means it has two pouches, but only one beitza. So two pouches, but one beitza. Now, we're going to talk about the second case now. Two pouches, one beitza. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shtei beitzim. On the second case, Here, Rabbi Shmuel says that's not a possibility. If you have two pouches, by definition, you are going to have a beitza in each one of them. So he's disagreeing with that case number two. However, he agrees with case number one, that when you have two beitzim in one pouch, that is going to be an invalidating blemish. Ein lo ela kisachad. If it's a situation that he has only one pouch with two beitzim, it's as if there is only one beitza. Ein lo ela beitzacha means it's as if there's only one beitza, which means if there's only one pouch, whether you have two beitzim or one beitzim, it doesn't matter. It is going to be an invalidation of that bechor. Now, going back to the situation of two pouches with one beitza, that's the second case that we're talking about, that Rabbi Shmuel says that can happen. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. Rabbi Akiva Omar, it can happen. And what we have to do, if we see two pouches and only one beitza there, we have to check around in the animal to see if there is a second beitza. If there is a second beitza and it passes our test, then it will not be a blemished animal. But if we cannot find that second one, then it is going to be a balmum, and it is going to be invalidated from being a bechor. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Moshivo al achozov umemayach. What you have to do is you have to sit that animal on its behind, and you have to squeeze around, search for that second one that's missing. If you find the second beitza, sofa latzeit, it will come down into the pouch, and that will not be a blemish. However, if it doesn't pass that test, if you don't find the second one, it doesn't come down into the second pouch, then it is going to be an invalidated bechor, and the kohen will be able to shecht it immediately. Ma'aseh shemiach v'lo yatza. So this happened, that they had an animal that had two pouches, but only one beitza inside of it, and they squeezed around in search of the second one, and it did not come down into the pouch. So accordingly, that failed the test. It is now a blemished bechor v'nishchak, and the kohen went and he shechted it. He's going to eat the meat as chulin, and then they found it inside the body of the animal. V'nitzei tevuka b'ksalim. They found it next to the loins inside the body of the animal. But v'hita Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it did not pass the test. That second beitza did not come down. Accordingly, this is considered a blemish, and no problem shechting it. The kohen can eat the meat as chulin. V'asa Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri disagreed. He said we found the second one, and accordingly, this is not a ba'al mum, and the kohen is not allowed to eat it because it wasn't a blemish bechor. Mishnah Zayin is going to get into the legs of the animal as follows. Ba'al chamesh raglaimo she'en lo ela shalosh. If you had the animal, typically has four, but this one has five, or this one has three. That is an invalidating blemish. V'sharaglab klutos kishal chamor. If the hooves are round like that of a donkey. V'hashachul v'hakasul. Two additional mumim. We will explain what those mean right now. Ezu shachul, what is that? Shenishmita yirecho, that it's yerech, which is the thigh bone, slipped out of place. It's a dislocation of the bone. That is an invalidating blemish. V'kasul, what does that mean? She'achad miyarkosav gevoah, that one of its thigh bones is higher than the other. Mishnah Ches continues, the legs. Nishbar etzem yado, if the front leg is broken, the etzem raglo, or the back leg is broken, afa pisheno nikor, even if you can't tell. What does that mean, you can't tell? We said it has to be visible, so you can't tell by looking at it, but when it goes to work, now you can tell that something is wrong with this animal. Front leg or back leg is broken, that would be sufficient. That would be an invalidating mum. Mumi meilu mana ayala biyavna v'holula chachamim. Ayala was a big mumcha. He was in Yavna, lived in Yavna. He was a big expert in what is an invalidating mum of a bechor. And he says, these front leg, back leg, broken, that is included on our list of blemishes. V'od shlosha hosif. And this mumcha ayala added an additional three, which we'll list right now, but the chachamim did not agree with these three. And they are as follows. Et shegalgaleino agul kishal adam, if the eye socket is rounded like a person, so it doesn't look like an animal's. Upiv doma, number two is piv doma l'shal chazir, its mouth looks like that of a pig, which means the upper jaw is longer than the lower jaw. And number three, Vishnita Rova Medaber Shaloshono, the majority of the part of the tongue that is used for a person for speaking. In other words, it's the part that is detached from the animal itself. That majority of the tongue is missing. That would also be the third invalidating blemish that that Ayala wanted to add onto the list, but in his generation, Chachamim disagreed. However, based in Shalach Harein Amar, there was a based in there afterward that said, Hareilu Mumim, they agreed with him, these are on the list, these three are invalidating Mumim. Mishnah Tes, Ma'ase Shalechi Atachton Odefal Elyon. There was the time that an animal, a Bechor, had an underbite, which means that the lower jaw was jutting out further than the upper jaw. V'shalach Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Chachamim, Rabbi Shamliel ben Gamliel, sent a question to Chazal, is this a blemish or not? V'amru Harezimum, and they said, yes, this is an invalidating blemish. Ozen Hagdish Aisakfula, the ear of the goat that is literally doubled. It means that there's a smaller ear inside the normal ear. Is that a mum? Amru Chachami. They said as follows, it depends. These manshi etzem echad mum, at the time that they share one cartilage, so the outer, larger ear folded over, and the cartilage is being shared between that outer ear and the inner smaller ear, that is going to be a mum v'imena etzem echad. However, if they don't share cartilage, the smaller one has its own cartilage, ain't a mum, that's not going to be a mum. Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel Omer, zinav hagadishi doma l'shal chazir. If you have a gadi, a goat, and its tail is similar to that of a pig, it's round and not wide, or v'she'ein ba'shalosh chuliot, or if a sheep, it does not have three vertebrae in its tail, so it's just not looking, it's a deformed tail. Hareza mum, this is going to be a mum as well. Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Hanina ben Aktigas Omer, Eshaya belis be'eno, if there is a wart in the eye, and this is going to be important, it has a hair coming out of that wart as well. That is going to be a mum. Vishenifkam etzem yado, if there's a piece missing from the etzem, is the bone of the yado, is the front leg, be'etzem raglo, or the bone of the back leg, there's something missing. Vishenifsak atzmo shebeviv, or there's a crack in the jawbone. Eino achas gedola v'achas katana, one of the eyes is big, one of them is small. Ozno achas gedola v'achas katana b'marayim. When you look at that animal, you see that one of its ears is large and one is small. Avalo b'mida. It's not that there's a small difference, and when you measure it with the tape measure, you see there's a millimeter off. It means that you have to view it, and when you look right out at that animal, you see one ear is large, one is small. That is a mum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer achas mebeitzo gedola k'shtayim b'cherverta. If one of the beitzim is double the size of the other one, that is a mum. V'lo hodula chachamim. Chachamim disagreed. There has to be a larger distinction between the sizes than just double in order for it to be a mum. Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to get back to talking about the leg. And on a high level, the structure of the leg of the animal is different from ours, a human. A human has a bottom part and a middle and an upper part. Bottom and upper part, only two parts, and a knee. The knee is in the middle. When it comes to an animal, there are three parts of the leg, bottom, middle, and top, and two knees. There's the bottom knee and the upper knee. As follows, Zenav ha'egel she'enu ma'agas la'arkov. If the tail of the calf does not reach the arkov. The arkov is the upper knee joint, not the lower knee joint. Amru chachamin kol marbis ha'galim kein. This is the normal way that a calf grows, that even from birth, the tail is going to be as low as that knee joint. And if it's shorter than that, that's going to be a mum. But when it's born, it reaches down to that knee joint, the top upper one, the higher one. And as long as that animal grows, the tail stretches below that knee. So what we're saying here is if it doesn't reach that knee, even from the beginning, that upper knee, that is going to be a mum. So which knee are we talking about? The upper one or the lower one that the tail has to reach? Rabbi Hanani ben Antigonus Omer la'arkov shebe'emtza yarech. We're talking about the arkov, the knee joint that is in the middle of the thigh. That's referring to the upper knee joint. It doesn't have to reach the lower knee joint, but if it doesn't reach the upper knee joint, then that is going to be a mum. And now we are basically concluding all of the mumim we have seen to date in this parak as follows. Al elu mumim shochtim es ha-bechor. If the bechor has any of the mumim that we have listed throughout this parak, it is a ba'al mum. It cannot be brought as a korban in the base of mikdash, and the kohen can immediately shecht upon sewing it to a mumcha. He can immediately shecht it, and he can eat the meat as chulin. Upsule amukdashin niftim aleim. If we're talking about a non-bechor, if we're talking about other animals that were donated to be brought as a korban in the base of mikdash, and they had these mumim as well, we would be permitted to be poded to redeem them, because now they can no longer be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as a korban. Now, Mishnah Yud Beis is going to talk about something related, but a little bit different. We're going to see that there are certain types of mumim that will invalidate the Bechor from being brought as a korban, but because they are not significant enough, it's not going to permit the kohen from shechting the animal as chulin yet. So these are kind of in the middle. They are blemishes invalidated from korban, but not yet permitted to the kohen. Elu she'en shochtim aleim. Mishnah Yubeis. Elu she'en shochtim aleim lo b'mikdash lo b'medina. These are the animals, the bechorim. They have a quasi mum. Accordingly, you can't shecht them b'mikdash. You can't bring it in the mikdash as a korban v'lo b'medina. However, you also cannot bring it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which means as chulin animal cannot be eaten by the kohen as regular meat yet. And now we're going to go through the list, and there's going to be a number of concepts that we have seen already. Chavarvad, the hamayim she'enam kfuim. We saw before the charvava, these are the white spots in the colored part of the eye, and the tears that are permanent. If they were permanent, these two would be invalidating mumim and would permit the kohen to eat the meat as well. But this is charvavad and the mayim that are not kavur. They aren't permanent. Accordingly, it's going to invalidate it from being brought as a bechor, but it's not going to permit the coin to eat it yet as chulin. V'chitayo ha'pnimio shenifgemu avolo shenekru. Talking about the back teeth as well. We saw if the back teeth are uprooted, then that's going to be a moon. But how about if they're not uprooted, but they're missing pieces? If they're only missing pieces, that is going to fit into the category of Mishnah Yud Beis. It's an intermediary moon, not permitted yet for the kohen to eat it as chulin. Ba'al garav, a moist scab, ba'al yabelis. This is talking about a wart in the white part of the eye without hair. If it has hair, that's an invalidating mum, but this one doesn't have the hair. Uba'al chazazis, that's a moist boil. V'zakein, it's too old to be brought as a korban. For example, it's 3 years old. V'chole, it has a severe sickness. For example, it's trembling. That is a problem. A mezuam, it has a terrible odor. If a shenev dabo avera, an avera was done to it, it had relations with a person, or a person had relations with it. Vishahemis at the adam api eid echad or api abalim. Typically, when you have two people that witnessed an animal that killed a person, then that animal is put to death. But if you only have one aid, one witness, or only the baal, only the owner saw it, that animal cannot be put to death. However, it cannot be brought as a korban. That's why it's on the list in this Mishnah. Vitumtum is an animal that whose reproductive organs are hidden. So we don't know if it's a boy, and then it would be a bechor, or if it's a girl, then it would not be a bechor. Vandrigonus is an animal that has both reproductive organs. It has the organs of a male and a female as well. All of these mumim cannot be brought, lo b'mikdash, cannot be brought as a korban, as a bechor in the Beis HaMikdash, lo b'medina, but also because they're not significant enough, they cannot be brought as a invalid bechor by the kohen to be brought, be eaten as chulin outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to have a machlokas as it relates to that androgynous. The androgynous was that animal that has both male and female reproductive organs. How do we classify it vis-a-vis a bechor? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein mum gadol mizeh. It's a bechor. However, a bechor can only be a male. And here we have an animal that also has female organs. However, accordingly, that's a total invalidating mum of this animal. However, because it's a bechor, there's still going to be certain limitations. You're not going to be able to do giza and avoda, which means because it was originally a bechor, although it's been invalidated, you cannot shear the wool off of that animal. You can't work that animal because it has still a little bit of a kedusha left in it. However, it's been invalidated, so accordingly, the kohen can eat it as chulin. Chachamim omrim eino bechor. It's not a bechor at all. If you have female organs, you can't even call it a bechor that has been disregarded and is exempt. This is not a bechor whatsoever. Accordingly, it has no residual kedusha to it. It never did. Ela nigzaz v'nevad. You can even do giza. You can even shear the wool, and you can even work that animal because it has no sense of any bechor being part of it.